Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The President of the United States cannot go one day without getting asked about his connection to the most prolific sex trafficker in American history. While sitting behind the Resolute desk, Donald Trump once again gets squirmy and attacks reporters, calls to denaturalize Ilhan Omar, and just squirms around after getting asked about his connection to Jeffrey Epstein after new photos were released by the House Oversight Committee today. Now, we have some new breaking news. Even more photos were just released by the House Oversight Committee. They released 19 photos earlier this afternoon, and just a few minutes ago, they said, in the interest of transparency, we will continue to release photos from the Epstein estate. We have released an additional 70-plus photos sent to our committee. More to come. See them using the link below. While that's happening, Donald Trump is being asked about the first batch, meaning this is going to be an elongated news cycle that the oversight Dems are able to hurt Donald Trump with, and overall, just help the survivors with transparency. But the way they're releasing them seems to be to inflict maximum political damage on Donald Trump. So make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe, and let's just back up to what happened this morning. I want to zoom in on this photo of Steve Bannon, Donald Trump's former advisor, and Jeffrey Epstein. Now, a quick not safe for work or a quick trigger warning. I don't exactly know what this is, but as you zoom in, something about this photo appears very creepy on Jeffrey Epstein's desk. I can't quite put my finger on what this is. To me, it looks like a bathtub with a pair of legs and somebody maybe leaning over in the bathtub. The face is redacted. Whose face is redacted? I don't quite know. But only hours after these photos were released, the first batch of photos, Donald Trump then takes an Oval Office meeting. He's signing a bill on the Congressional Gold Medal, and he immediately gets handed a cowboy hat. He's just treated like a make-a-wish child.
Thank you. I'd like you to have that. Wow. And more importantly, I don't think words can explain how proud we are. Thank you. For what you've done for our team.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let's see, what do I do with that strap?
There you go. Now we can take a picture.
Yes. You got to take a picture.
This dude just hid the unemployment data from the American people for 2 to 3 months, and it just came out looking very bad. So, I mean, he should be fixing the economy, focusing on affordability rather than messing around in the Oval Office. In this next clip, Donald Trump gets asked about Ilhan Omar being denaturalized.
One more follow-up question,
yes,
Mr. President.
The fraud that you've been pointing out, talking about in Minnesota specifically, there have been some reports resurfacing and circulating, even by your own administration, alleging Ilhan Omar's marriage to her brother. And this would be a fraudulent situation. If there, in fact, is found to be fraud in a situation like that, would you like to see her denaturalized or others who have similarly committed
fraud?
Well,
I think she's very bad for our country. All she does is complain, complain, complain. She comes out of a country where they have no government. They have no military. They have no police. They got no nothing. They don't have a country. And they run around killing each other. And then she comes over here. She tells the United States of America how it should be run. We don't want to hear from her. I don't want to hear from her.
She moved from Somalia at age 12. She was 12 years old. She didn't have any effect on the government.
I don't want to speak for Emma, but I don't think Emma particularly wants to hear. But don't say it, because I don't want to get you in trouble, okay? Just be nice and easy, all right? I'll do it for you, Bob. That part I'll do. But I just want to say that there's nothing worse than a person that comes in and does nothing but bitch and comes from a place where she shouldn't be telling us what to do. She shouldn't be telling us. And everybody agrees with me.
The President of the United States is rambling like an old, sexist, demented grandpa who's in his, I don't know, mid-80s now or early. He's about to be 80 years old. And he can't stop himself from talking about how women are bitches. They're always bitching around. I'm assuming that's Elise Stefanik in the back. She looks pretty visibly uncomfortable as he's talking about how much women bitch.
She shouldn't be telling us what to do. She shouldn't be telling us. and everybody agrees with me.
Okay, so it started off with deranged, Ilhan Omar derangement syndrome, let's call it, and then it continues to get worse and worse. In this next clip, he's asked what happens when the insurance premiums for 24 million Americans go up on December 31st because you couldn't pass ACA subsidy extensions.
At the end of this year, those extended Obamacare subsidies expire. What's your message to those 24 million Americans who will see their insurance premiums go up?
Don't make it sound so bad, because, you know, obviously you're a Cinco fan for Democrats.
Did he just learn that word? Okay, he said, don't make it sound so bad. You make it sound so bad is what Donald Trump said. The man who hasn't walked through a grocery store in probably decades, the man who doesn't know how the healthcare system works, doesn't know how much healthcare costs, the man who has never had to deal with a hospital visit because he gets private access, the man who has never even walked through like a legitimate airport because he flies private all the damn time because he's rich. He's rich as fuck. He's now saying you make it sound so bad.
Premiums go up.
Don't make it sound so bad, because, you know, obviously you're a Cinco fan for Democrats. You're obviously a provider of bad news for Republicans. Let me just say something. The Republicans, I think I can speak for Tom and most other people. I think what most Republicans want to see is what I want to see. And I leave it to them, and hopefully they're going to put great legislation on this desk right here. We want to see all of the money that's been squandered and given to insurance company, because Obamacare is horrible health insurance. It's far too expensive, and it always has been. But what it really is a way of making insurance companies rich. We want the money not to be paid at all to insurance companies. You know, insurance companies have...
Obamacare has provided access to health care for tens of millions of Americans. It saved my family member's life. And nothing is perfect. Obviously, there are going to be problems that manifest that we can fix, that we can maneuver around. But the idea that Donald Trump can just sit there and criticize the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, when he has no replacement, when he's been in politics, U.S. politics, for over a decade, and he's had zero replacement whatsoever, is absurd. There is a political poison pill that is coming for the Republicans in about 18 days. And the reality is, the dark reality is, it's not bad for Republicans, it's bad for Americans. Like, legitimately, people will have to make decisions about if they want to pay rent, pay for their health care, if they want to pay for a hospital visit, if they want to pay for food, for groceries, for their kids' daycare, whatever the decision they have to make on that given day, it might be dictated by this rising ACA premium due to the ending of the subsidy. And Donald Trump and Republicans voted down 15 times. Well, Republicans voted down healthcare 15 times at the behest of Donald Trump during the government shutdown. He is then asked about the Epstein photos, and his answer is weak and squirmish.
There were new Epstein photos released today showing you and also Bill Clinton, Steve Bannon. What were your reaction to those new photos that were released?
Well,
today?
I haven't seen it, but I mean, everybody knew this man. He was all over Palm Beach. He has photos with everybody. I mean, almost... there are hundreds and hundreds of people that have photos with him. So
nope.
That's no big deal.
What?
I know.
Okay, what he says is correct. Of course, hundreds and hundreds of people have photos with Jeffrey Epstein. But it was not just because he was all around Palm Beach that Trump had photos with him. Trump had photos with him because they were best friends for years. Trump had photos with him because Trump knew that Jeffrey Epstein liked them young, even after Jeffrey Epstein was grooming girls out of the Mar-a-Lago spa. Harry Sisson points out, breaking, the House Oversight Committee just released an additional 70 photos that the Epstein estate turned over to them. This is one of the photos. Trump and Epstein were best friends. Link below to the rest. Trumpkin, make Halloween great again. The House Oversight Committee then linked to a Dropbox website with 70 plus photos of Jeffrey Epstein's emails coming from the Jeffrey Epstein estate. A lot of them are not really worth looking at. There is some weird photos of bathrooms, but we'll scroll through and give it a fair shot so you guys can see what they released in its entirety. I'm not sure if anybody scrolled through the entire the entire folder. Right here, you see a jar full of ear swabs, some shelves, some photos of outside his place, a lot of really meaningless photos. See a lot of really creepy effing photos. What is this? Why are there faces on the wall with a dentist chair? That is some wildly creepy stuff. What is this? Straight out of a horror movie. I'm assuming this is all on his island. His own private island, which is just crazy. What is this? That's some. Why is his lip so inflamed? Look, he had this on his phone. It says Trumpkin. To continue. On a flight. And here are the photos that were released earlier. These were the ones that were released this morning. Steve Bannon. Bunch of other celebrities. Bunch of famous people. Bill Gates found in his emails. Which, I mean, that doesn't... Just Bill Gates being in his emails in a photo doesn't credibly link Bill Gates to any activity. But if there's a repeated pattern of them being best friends throughout the years like this, them being around girls throughout the years, them abusing power dynamics, like why is Donald Trump so sweaty and unbuttoned in this photo? I'm assuming Jeffrey Epstein took this or was involved somehow. But I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos that we make on the Adam Mockler feed, drop a like, subscribe. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.